Anyway, Giles Marini, French actor from Sex and the City. Wayne Gretzky turned 63.
So wait, you're telling me that she breaks up with the Ritter, Jason Ritter?
Okay, Wayne Gretzky turned 63. Yeah, sadly she does. Ellen DeGeneres turned 66. Anybody else you want to call out here?
I've been to an Ellen DeGeneres live taping.
Yeah, I know that. Gene Siskel was born on this day. Paul Newman and Maria Von Trapp, all born on this day and no longer with us, along with Eddie Van Halen. I don't know why I said it that way. Bob Uecker turned 90. I think he invented that card game. You know what?
Anita Baker, 66.
If Big Fatty's still listening, he would chuckle at that line that I just made. Anyway, you know what, Adam? All I got to say is from all of us here to all of you there, a very happy, happy birthday.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If Big Fatty's still listening, he would chuckle at that line that I just made.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4197 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of March 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. I've got a voice letter and an excellent question. Yes, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Suprabhat Motadmi.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a Suprabhat Motadmi to you, too. Humpas, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all wishing us a good morning party today. Y'all, that was Tommy, Gay Country West's husband. He had a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Monday of this week. And y'all, that was the Hindu twins from the enormous little show. And y'all, then that last one, y'all, all the way from the Chicago's. Y'all, it was the one and only Denny Big Fatty. That's just lovely. Sapro Mubadidoo. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, the Nip stopped by. Y'all, I hadn't seen the Nip since last Thursday when he stopped by for a short visit. And anyway, he stopped by and we chatted for, probably half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, something like that, just catching up on things. And after he left, I made something. Yes. Sounds like you made a mess. No, y'all, when Alex Aviv and Brandon came and visited, y'all, they left me a little hostess gift, a little thank you gift, if you will, and y'all, it was some Italian pasta, fancy pasta, and pasta sauce. Well, y'all, I had some rotisserie chicken left over, and so, y'all, what I did was I microwave a couple of packages of those Green Giant antioxidant vegetable medleys, and I cooked a couple of of squares of the pasta, and I mixed it in with some butter and the vegetables, and y'all, it was just it wasn't heavy, I got some vegetables, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, it was really quite good. In fact, I finished the rest of it during lunch on Tuesday. But anyway, after that, y'all, I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, it's the Tournament of Champions. Are you watching the Tournament of Champions? Y'all, this year they invited the winner of the Celebrity Tournament or the Tournament of Champions or the Celebrity Jeopardy to appear in the Tournament of Champions. And y'all, Ike Bowling Ball, I think was his name. He competed on Monday evening. I won't spoil it if you hadn't seen it, but y'all, it was a great game. It was an absolutely great game. All these players are very good. But y'all, after that, I watched a couple of more episodes of the Shark Tank. I was ready for bed. I was ready for bed. It was a little bit later than normal. It's probably about 9:30, maybe 20 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I crawled, and y'all, it was gonna be chilly, again on Monday night, so y'all, I cracked the windows open, it went down to like 52, I think, and y'all cranked the electric camisole up a little bit, and y'all slept like a baby, and y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. And y'all, I woke up, I don't know, it was a little, it was about maybe 10 after 6 or something like that, and y'all, it made me think, this time next week, that would have been 10 after 7 a.m. in the morning, so y'all, it'd be dark, in the mornings, so y'all, that's gonna set Big Fatty's body clock off. You know, I may have to catch up with Miss Gail King a little bit more starting next week because I may not be up and moving. Because y'all, if it's dark outside, Big Fatty and yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna lay in the bed and watch the Waltons and use your food. Oh no, that's somebody else. Anyway, then I got up and I had my newspaper, drank my coffee, had a big old piece of cheese toast for my breakfast, did all my puzzles, and then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, did half the circle, then went to my senior size class. And then finished up the rest of my morning nipple walk. And then came back. Y'all had the rest of that pasta with the vegetables and the chicken for my lunch. And had a little snack along with that. And y'all, I watched that Stephen Colbert. You know, I record it. I just watched the Monocle, at the very beginning. And did that and just started another episode of that Shark Tank. Y'all have only got, I think I've only got three left, maybe two. After I finish recording the little show here, I'm going to get my share and I'm going to lay down for a few minutes before it's time to go over to Shady Pines for our Tuesday night supper. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your head?
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question came in on the e-letters. Y'all, it's from my domestic straight boyfriend and the number three fan of the BFO for 2024. Y'all, that's Phil. And Phil says, hi, my friend. I may need you to play the music. Big Fatty, it's already playing. Didn't he hear it? Well, I don't know. Can I call you Maud? And is your 25-year-old named Harold? And y'all, this came in on March the 2nd. Well, first of all, Phil, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from my number one, number two, and number three fans. All the fans, in fact. And Phil, this is an excellent question. Thank goodness you didn't get this in during So-So Question Month, because absolutely an excellent question. Harold and Maud. Y'all, Big Fatty, that was Beatha, wasn't it? No, Harold and Maude was a talking picture show. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And, honestly, Phil, I never saw Harold and Maude, but that's not really what you asked. You asked me if you could call me Maude, and sure, you can call me Maude. Big Fatty, I love your caftan.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shayeti. How you doing?
I'm fine, I'm you?
Right. Right. What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm here with Dealey.
Yes, the kitty
been
cat.
Sleeping under the duvet all morning.
Yes.
Well, a lot of the morning.
Yes.
And I've been watching the TV show The Traitors.
Oh yes.
I've watched all the UK ones. That's two seasons.
Oh yes.
I watched the Australian one.
Yes.
And I'm going to watch the American one
next.
Oh
well, there you go.
But I can't trust anyone at the moment.
Are you
a faithful Dealey or are you a traitor?
He's
so innocent looking. I can't decide.
Kitty cats are always traitors.
I haven't watched reality TV for years.
Oh, yes.
And this is just...
mindless?
Perfect for me. Lots of mystery and backstabbing. It's like
it's
so popular.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Oh, it's like politics.
I just thought I'd watch one episode to see what everyone was talking about.
That's how they get you.
Watching it ever since.
Yes, that's how they get you.
But as far as I'm concerned...
Yes?
I'm back in my flat, of course.
Yes, that's where your TV is, yes.
Dealey
is.
Been going far because I've had a bad knee
Are you predicting the weather with it?
Rheumatism, I think.
Rheumatism.
And I've been editing.
Yes.
Been writing scripts for podcasts and also a couple of scripts that some friends and I...
Is that like a prescription?
Record later in the year.
Like a
and
to
I'm
take
actually
to the
paid
chemist
for doing the two scripts.
That's
exciting.
Yes.
Not big bucks.
No. No whammies.
Anyway, any payment is good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much all my news, really.
You sound like Big Fatty.
Next week, hopefully.
Uh huh.
My leg is starting to get less sore and.
Ouch.
It's not been a nice couple of weeks, but I have kept busy.
Yes.
And, that's it. Just a quick update.
Yes. Well, thank you for that.
More soon.
Yes.
Hopefully with better news.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Well, if maybe...
Dealey says goodbye.
Oh, bye, Dealey.
Not speaking at the moment.
Oh, little Dealey.
Little speak. Aww. Like some sort of Furby.
Oh, yes, I have you.
Furby. He's so funny. Anyway, okay, I'll say goodbye for now.
Bye for
Poodle.
Now. Bye.
Hope you're doing okay.
Yes. Right.
Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, y'all. That, of course, is Paul, the Shy Yeti, and over there in the Ock. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, y'all, I've had that call for a while just because I had all those so-so questions. I just wanted to get rid of them. And, Paul, I hope you're doing better. My best to Dealey the kitty cat. Y'all, by the way, speaking of kitty cats, Brian in Boston, you know, he is the official historian of the BFO, unsubscribed, and his husband, Jaime, y'all, they lost one of their kitty cats just here recently. I saw it on the Twix, and send them a little hug, a little kitty cat hug, because, y'all, you know, the Shy Yeti says, you know, they're the fur babies. Yes, Big Fatty. It's kind of like a big old hairy bear. Big Fatty. Okay. Well, but, you know, Big Fatty does like a hairy butt. I mean, well, anyway, we won't get into that. Yes, Big Fatty, that's exactly what you want to get into, a hairy butt. But anyway, let's see. What else? Oh, y'all, I had another question. Y'all, it was from my Northeast Straight Zaddy, and he sent it to me on the textimonium, and he said, question for you, good sir, being that I'm not versed in foul monkeys, who was the person that said that they hate millennials on the opening of Tuesday little show? And Dan, that was Roger. Roger was one of the hordes of Big Fatty. He was a horde. He was one of the hordes of co-hosts on the Stinky Orangutans. And but y'all, he's been sent to the farm up in upstate New York, I think, to live with the other old co-host of the thing. So, Roger, and I assume that you are wanting that so you can pull out a can of whoop-ass and go on the search for him. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that's it. Oh, dear, guys, y'all, I have a tickety-tock thing, and y'all, I don't know, I'm going to try to include it in the show notes of today's little show, but y'all, Dan sent it to me, and it says, did you realize that the Hats posted this video of you as a kid? And y'all, if you can see there may be a resemblance a little bit. So y'all go over there, and if Big Fatty has been able to do it, you'll be able to see it. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Daniel Bieber, what do you think of the video?
If Big Fatty's still listening, he would chuckle at that line that I just made.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's almost like he can predict you giggling.
Leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.